This is episode number 329 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jessie Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Hey friends, it's Jessie jumping in really quick to let you know that enrollment is opening on April 17th for the next class of the Prenatal and Postnatal Fitness Specialist Academy. This is our online self-paced certification to help you learn how to skillfully and profitably coach pre and postnatal plus pelvic health clients or patients to improve floor function, fitness, strength, performance, and positive body image. You'll save $500 by joining the waitlist and be notified immediately when spots open for registration on April 17th. So go ahead, set yourself apart in your industry with our pregnancy, postpartum, and pelvic health coaching certification that is truly unlike any other on the market. Go to the link in today's show notes and add your name to the waitlist. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of To Birth and Beyond. It's Jessie Mundell, and I'm so happy to have my friend Anna here today with us because Anna's going to talk through some things related to the CrossFit Open and really how to effectively, successfully, and in a way that supports your body, get through those workouts if it's something that you are interested in. I have no idea about these things, so Anna, thanks for being here.
Yes, of course. I'm so glad to talk through all of this with you.
Yes, educate us, please. So before we get into it, can you just give everyone a little intro to you, what you do, how you work in the fitness industry?
Yes. So I am in just outside Little Rock, Arkansas, and I have a gym here where I work with people one-on-one, small groups, and do a lot of strength and conditioning, love teaching people how to lift and really create a safe space for them. So in addition to the local stuff I do, I have online work as well to do a little bit of the nutrition habit-based stuff that is not like gross diet culture-y. And but I have a pretty extensive background in CrossFit, which is why I'm here today.
Okay, excellent. So for anyone who doesn't know, and I know little bits of it, but not too much, can you explain to us what the CrossFit Open even is?
Yes, so it is a worldwide online competition, and it has changed a lot over the years as far as the time of year that it is, how many workouts there are, what the workouts look like. And what I like about what they have been doing in the more recent years is that they've been adding more categories. So there used to just be RX, which is doing the workouts like as written, or a scaled division. And it is just a scaled version of the RX workout, but they have added adaptive categories. I think it's called foundations now, where it's for like more beginner type CrossFitters. So it is becoming a little bit more inclusive to try to really include more of the community, which I think is awesome. Obviously, there are some holes in there, especially with pregnant and postpartum people. But with the open each week, and it's always on Thursdays, that a new workout is released. So they announce it at some gym. I don't even remember where this first one is being announced. It's usually at various gyms across the world, where They have certain athletes, usually it's like some higher level athletes, and then some like average people like myself doing these workouts on like a it's all filmed, recorded, and everybody's watching it live. So they really try to boost the community, like morale around it, and make it like a really fun competition. So they announce these workouts, the people do them, and then everyone that has officially signed up for the open has until Monday at like 5 p.m. to get their scores in. And for the people that are not happy with the scores that they get, they can redo the workouts, put a new score in. I'm not about that life, but more power to the people that want to do that. So it's 3 weeks long this year. And yeah, it can be a really fun time if you let it be.
Yes. Okay. That's such a good point to kind of wrap that up with, if you let it be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting. Okay. So workout goes live, then people from anywhere can participate in the workout on their own time, or I assume like at the gym, there's probably like class times where people are doing these workouts.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's say the workout goes out. Anyone listening in is going to participate in the workouts. What do we need to consider if someone is in the stages of pregnancy, postpartum, or dealing with any pelvic health concerns or symptoms? Is there going to be a coach who is going to give someone modifications, or are they on the hook for just kind of figuring out what to do that's going to work best for them?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, it's kind of like a free-for-all, which is where I come in, and there have been a lot of other pregnancy and postpartum specific coaches that have really stepped up in the CrossFit realm and been able to offer some more guidance around the workouts. I want to start this though by saying, you know who you are. If you are the type of person where when you sign up for something, that competitive edge really comes out and you know that you're not going to be able to dial that back, I would not officially sign up for it. You can still do the workouts and it'd be fun, and it looked very different from how maybe someone that is signed up for it, and that's okay. And I wish that was talked about more, because especially when you're like part of a CrossFit boxer community, like there is usually quite a bit of pressure to officially sign up because it's like a fun thing to do as a community. But if you're in those stages of life, where maybe it's not the most appropriate time to really be like, you know, maxing out or going at the highest intensity that you possibly can in that moment, and you know yourself to ignore all the things, just don't sign up. Just do the workouts for fun. And know that it is totally fine, even if your coach, which I would just throwing this out there, take a wild guess that the majority of CrossFits do not have coaches that are truly knowledgeable in pregnancy, postpartum, and symptom management with exercise. And that's not to diss anybody or anything like that, but like from, you know, both you and I have extensive backgrounds and education around movement and stuff. And outside of like the additional things that we did, there is not much on pregnancy and postpartum specific like education that goes into exercise. So really, if you can find those people like myself or others that are giving considerations for those times with these workouts, to try to find those and maybe share them with your coaches too. If they're like, no, this is how you need to do the workout, you are in control of your body and you can change things. And I know that can be kind of hard to do if that seems like a foreign concept within your gym. So I hope I answered that question.
Yeah, totally. I think that that's so important to talk through, especially what you just said. a foreign concept within the gym, because if it's already in a competitive environment, which in CrossFit gyms, like I assume it is in all gyms, it is to some degree. But then when we layer on this additional competitive element and people are pushing themselves, pushing each other, it can be so difficult to just really tune in and say, actually, that's not the best move for me today in this version of my body for these exercises that are programmed.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's so challenging to really like check yourself, check your ego, and make a different choice compared to what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm. Totally a challenge. And, you know, even if you're not at a gym and if you're doing the workouts on your own, there are just so many ways that we can adjust these workouts to elicit a similar response if that's what you're looking for, but within appropriate like parameters of what you're dealing with at the time. I think if we could really drill that into people, that would be amazing. It's something that I totally wish that I would have known, especially in my first pregnancy. Like, I didn't need to do the open. I did it because I didn't know any different. But now that there are more resources out there, I really want people to know that it is totally okay to make these changes to the workouts.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's say then workouts go live. In your opinion, what are the things or the elements of those workouts that you would say most often need to be or could be modified or adjusted for people in pregnancy, postpartum, or with pelvic health symptoms? What are the things that you maybe most frequently see in those workouts that you would recommend adjusting?
Yeah, so just from all the years that I've been involved or, you know, paid attention to, participated in the open, there's usually kind of a pattern of movements where there's repetition over the years. So some sort of gymnastics type movement, toes to bar, pull up, something like that, where if you are, say, earlier postpartum or mid to later pregnancy, or you have a massive diastasis or something like that, that is not, you know, well managed, I would say those things are, we really need to look at those and say, okay, why would we even really need to do this when there are a lot of other great options that we can do instead? So those gymnastic moves, handstand push-ups too. Definitely those.
So hard.
A lot of reasons. But I mean, I think that I have a couple of thoughts around this where it is one workout, yes, where the likelihood that something very damaging or whatever, you know, where people are going to try to really fearmonger you, the likelihood of something happening in that workout, I would say, are very slim. However, it is kind of all of the other elements that are involved with it too that we need to consider. There's usually at least one workout that is a very, or, you know, subjectively very heavy load. So lifting a max weight or doing higher repetitions. And for some of those movements, I don't think that that's going to be an appropriate time, especially if, say, you're leaking with a heavy clean or a heavy snatch or something like that. Like, what's your why behind doing it? And sometimes, say, for these very high level athletes where they are paid to do this, yes, it is worth it to them to do those movements. However, because we see a lot of that online and it's often glorified for these high level athletes, it makes it seem okay for those of us that are not at that level to be like, oh, well, they did it. It's totally fine if I do. So that's another thing that we really need to check too. Like, we have to consider, okay, this person, this is like literally their job where they have a lot on the line. If they were to skip this, versus where we're just doing it for fun. We don't have to lift a max load. So instead of what I often suggest for those workouts that are, you know, lifting for a max load or something like that, instead setting a timer and maybe doing like quality reps throughout that time at maybe like a challenging, you know, weight or intensity or whatever is appropriate for that person. So yes, it looks a little different. You're not maxing out, but you're still getting a good workout or something that is going to feel good for you.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the other one that I feel like is like a common thing with, you know, especially for people with pelvic floor symptoms and stuff, is any of the jumping movements, box jumps, double unders, things like that, where again, we just really need to look at like why you feel the need to do it. And I think even for, I'm trying to think back to like last year's, there's like always double unders in it. I think for like the foundations, they gave the movement that they were doing was like toe taps or something instead, which I love that option for people. And yes, it maybe is not going to get your heart rate up quite as much, or you're not going to get whips from the rope or whatever, but it's going to be a better option for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that seems like a good tip then, is maybe to also look at, okay, the workout as it's programmed, the RX, that's what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then also looking at the foundations version of the workout and seeing like, okay, is there a modification in here that I could choose instead?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, like, I think that the people that I know that are kind of like, some movements they can do RX, other movements they're like, oh, I don't have double unders, I don't have strict pull-ups or whatever. So they're like, I could do the workouts RX, but then there are quite a few movements where they would maybe be in the scaled or foundations level. It's okay to go down. And I think ego-wise, that can be challenging, especially when you're in a gym setting and with your friends or whatever. But I would say err on the side of being a bit gentler to yourself and know that there is always going to be a time that you can go back to those workouts.
Yeah.
Even if it's not officially an open, you know, competition time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, keeping in mind that the goal perhaps is to complete all the open workouts to the best of your ability at this time period. So like, let's not take ourselves out in week one and then not be able to do the rest of them.
Totally.
Let's just like steady, solid, nice and sturdy. And hopefully we can get through all of the weeks.
Yes. I think that is such a good like way to approach it too, because I'll say like in my earlier days of CrossFit, where I feel like I cared a lot more about the competition side, and would go to big like open events, and it was a lot of fun. The number of times I saw people getting injured over, you know, a heavy deadlift or doing something that they're not doing, you know, in a typical training session was fairly high. And I'm like, why? To me, and maybe this is like me being a parent too, and I'm like, I don't want to wake up hurting and then have to go on about my day. Like, there are so many other very important things to me that do not have anything to do with how good I do in a workout.
Oh my gosh. No, the days are hard enough. Yeah. Feeling okay in my body.
Yeah.
We don't need any more struggles added on.
Yeah. And I wish, like, I shared this with my email list. I think it was yesterday, about how I really wish in my pre-kids days that I would have had someone like myself saying like, hey, it's okay. Like, you don't have to do this stuff, or you can like seriously just do it for fun. Don't sign up so that you know you can do it for fun. And it's $20 to sign up for the open, which, you know, for some people that's nothing, other people that is an investment, but you know, it's getting that skin in the game for most people. And I know that CrossFit does that for the reason of that, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So you did participate in a CrossFit Open while you were pregnant. Okay. And then postpartum, have you as well?
Yes. None of the opens were super early postpartum, but like, you know, years postpartum. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, I mean, I just know from being friends with you and knowing your story that your mindset around exercise has changed so much over the years too, like mine has as well.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do you look back at that experience with your pregnant CrossFit Open and just think like, yeah, I could have made some different choices.
Yes, absolutely. And like, I think because of my history with like a disordered relationship with exercise, nutrition, all the things, it makes me kind of sad for that version of myself for feeling the pressure that I put on myself. I felt, you know, amongst the people that I was coaching to, that I needed to be doing that to uphold this fit pregnancy.
Yes.
And the fit mom thing. And I just wish sometimes that I could be like, I want to hug all of you parents, and say, it's okay. Yeah. You don't have to like put yourself on the line like this. But I know from like being in that too, and I'm sure you can relate to this, where it's like, people could have told you all of that. And until you really go through it, it's hard to see, which I think sometimes you do have to go through it and you learn from those things. I mean, I don't think I would be where I am today coaching the way that I am if I didn't experience that. I mean, I know I wouldn't be. So I can take that with like some appreciation. But also I'm like, if we know better now and we can teach other people this, I want to teach everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Okay. And so on that note, through the CrossFit Open, y'all can go to Anna's Instagram at
Anna Bolte Fitness.
Anna Bolte Fitness. And you will see that she is giving and actually demonstrating modifications for these workouts. So workout will drop and then you'll see on Anna's page that there will be a reel, so a post on how you would recommend adjusting that if needed, right?
Yes. Yep. And I usually do kind of a more in-depth blog too that I'll link to all the social media things where I'll kind of dive in a bit more than what I do on social media. For the people that want, you know, like a little bit more like specific guidance on it.
Yeah, amazing. And we'll link to all that in the show notes. So if you all want more details, feel confused at all, go to the link in the show notes and we'll direct you to Anna's stuff. Okay. Anything else that you think people should know would be helpful for them as they go through the open?
I think that like the number one thing that I usually talk about with people is adjusting your mindset before going into it. Just know that, or, you know, maybe tell yourself, give yourself a little pep talk, like, okay, I'm doing this for fun. I'm just going to do it for fun. And following through with that as best as you can.
Yes. Yes. Remembering that exercise can be for fun. What a concept.
Yes. So weird.
Oh my gosh. Listen, it took us years to grasp. So we get it. We understand. All right, Anna, thanks for being on and sharing all those super helpful tips and guidance with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.